Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Roy Bargy and Rudy Valley, do some howling, play some records for no particular reason, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, July 31st, marked the birth in 1894 in Newaygo, Michigan, of pianist Roy Bargy. He grew up in Toledo, Ohio, and began studying the piano at age 5. He had hopes of becoming a concert pianist, but couldn't afford to study in Europe, so his musical career began playing piano and organ accompanying silent movies. In 1919, he moved to Chicago and was hired by Charlie Strait at the Imperial Piano Roll Company as a composer and piano roll editor to compete with QRS Piano Roll's star, Zez Confrey. Bargy made his first disc recording with Charlie Strait and Paul Bees in 1919 as the Imperial Three. In 1921, Charlie Strait introduced Roy to booking agent Edgar Benson, who hired him as pianist and musical director of his Benson Orchestra of Chicago. After just a year, Bargy left to form his own orchestra, taking many of Benson's musicians with him. This group disbanded after a few years, at which time Roy joined the Isham Jones Orchestra. In 1928, he was hired by Paul Whiteman, where he remained for the next 12 years and became number two in the band as Whiteman's assistant. When he left Whiteman in 1940, Roy was active in radio, leading studio orchestras, and in 1943, he was hired as Jimmy Durante's musical director. Bargy stayed with Durante for 20 years until they both retired in 1963. Roy Bargy died in Vista, California on January 16, 1974. Here's Roy Bargy. Thank you.
Thank you.
From April 15th, 1921, that was the Benson Orchestra of Chicago under the direction of Roy Bargy, who did triple duty as leader, arranger, and pianist. The title of that song is spelled N-A-J-O, which I'm going to guess is pronounced Naho, and is supposed to be some sort of contraction for Navajo, since on the cover of the sheet music is a depiction of a stereotyped Native American woman with a headband and feather paddling a canoe. Naho was composed by Rudy Weedoft and Walter Holliday, and although that was an instrumental version, there are lyrics which were written by George O'Neill. Before Naho, we heard a Roy Bargy piano solo, Nice and Nifty, spelled with K's, from Roy's Piano Syncopations No. 6. That was recorded on August 31, 1922. We began our tribute to Roy Bargy with another from the Benson Orchestra, Oh Gee Oh Gosh, My Feet Won't Behave, from September 21, 1920. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. This past week, July 28th, marked the birth in 1901 in Island Point, Vermont, of Hubert Prior Valley, better known as Rudy. In 1919, he began self-study of the clarinet, but after hearing a recording by saxophonist Rudy Weedoft, he switched to that instrument, and after about a year, he was able to play publicly on the stage of Portland, Maine's Strand Theater. In the fall of 1921, he entered the University of Maine and joined the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity, where fellow fraternity members, knowing of his great love of Rudy Weedoff's playing, nicknamed him Rudy Valley. In the fall of 1922, he transferred to Yale University. Yale, of course, is in Connecticut, which accounts for his later use of the orchestral name Connecticut Yankees. It was while playing with the Yale Collegians that he took to using a megaphone to enhance his voice, and the megaphone became one of his trademarks. In 1924, he went to London, where he played sax at the Savoy Hotel with the eight-piece Savoy Havana Band. Bandleader Bert Lown and Valley formed a band, and in January of 1928, Bert got the band an engagement at a small cafe called the Hi-Ho Club, whence came Rudy's radio broadcast introduction of Hi-Ho, Everybody. In February 1928, Bert Lown talked WABC into broadcasting the orchestra, and they were soon broadcasting 25 times a week. Following the WABC radio broadcasts was a string of box office successes, including the 1929 picture Vagabond Lover. Early in World War II, Valley entered the U.S. Coast Guard service, where he toured leading a 40-piece band. He enjoyed a reprise in the 1961 hit musical How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, and recreated the role in the 1967 movie version. Rudy Valley continued to perform around the country right up until his death in 1986.
So with your kind permission, I'll present for your approval a mature crooner. Thank you.
out to the hills stream, then I'll be reminded of you. I'll climb to the rainbow and pick out a hue. I'll find paradise and I'll keep it for you. I'll spend all my hours among fragrant flowers, then I'll be reminded of you. Thank you.
There you have three from Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees. We just heard Pretending from July 9th, 1929. Before that, from October 28th, it was I'll Be Reminded of You, written by Edward Heyman and Ken Smith for the picture The Vagabond Lover. We began our tribute to Rudy Valley with Where Are You, Dream Girl, from July 8th, 1929. Where Are You, Dream Girl was composed for the operetta Marischka by Otto Matson, who was born in Hungary in 1880, studied violin, came to the U.S. in 1907, and was musical director for Bell Baker in vaudeville. Where Are You, Dream Girl was also recorded by Nick Lucas, Ben Selvin, Hal Kemp, and Oscar Grogan, and it was played on the Bremer Tully Broadcasters radio program, which was sponsored by Bremer Tully Radios. You hear the name Atwater Kent a lot in connection with vintage radios, but I was unfamiliar with Bremer Tully radios, which were made in Chicago by the Bremer Tully Manufacturing Company. Now just try and name another vintage music radio program where you're going to hear that kind of vital information other than right here on Rapidly Rotating Records.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Exactly 86 years ago today, on August 3rd in 1922, WGY Radio in Schenectady, New York, presented radio's first full-length melodrama. The work was The Wolf, a play of the Canadian Woods written by Eugene Walter. So here to commemorate The Wolf are some rapidly rotating records about wolves, beginning with Josh White.
Says I'm the wolf that everybody been trying to find out when the world I found. Lord, I'm the wolf that everybody trying to find out when the world I found. I may never get a chance to see me, but they will always hear me when I howl. Says I howl to my baby, her mother standing by her side. Says I howl to my baby, her mother standing by her side. The reason I'm howling, says I'm trying to get satisfied. Mama, listen at me howl. If you watch the road dark at night, says you'll never see the wolf when he prowls. Says I've howled so much that I wore my tonsils sore. Says I've howled so much. Ooh, ooh, ooh. When I howl this time, I swear I ain't gonna howl no more. Preacher said God will give a black man for most anything he do. Preacher said God will give a black man for most anything he do. I ain't black, I got a dark complexion, look like God would forgive me too. All you women don't treat me like I'm a human kind. All you women don't treat me like a human kind. Well, you want me to be a proud and I howl and wolf all the time. When you hear me howling, mama, honey howling at your door.
Baby, madam, when you hear me howling.
Come and give me what I want, and you'll never hear me howl no more.
Since I've been down here, and been mistreated this way. I never loved no one woman. Hope to God I never will. I never loved no one woman. Hope to God I never will. All these traveling women will get some good man killed. I ain't no monkey, and I sure can't climb no tree. I ain't no monkey, and I sure can't climb no tree. And I ain't gonna let no woman make no monkey out of me. I sent my baby a brand new $20 bill. Now I sent my baby a brand new $20 bill. If that don't bring her, I know my shotgun will.
That was guitarist Oscar Buddy Woods, born in Shreveport, Louisiana in 1900. He was also known as the Lone Wolf, and we heard Lone Wolf Blues recorded in New Orleans on March 21, 1936. Before that, it was Joe Venuti's Rhythm Boys and Wolf Wobble from September 10, 1931. We begin that Wolf set of songs with Josh White and Howling Wolf Blues. Josh White was born in Greenville, South Carolina on February 11, 1914. In 1924, he moved to Chicago, and in 1928 began recording vocal and guitar duets with Joe Taggart for Paramount. He was discovered by scouts of the American Recording Company and went to New York in 1931, where he began recording spirituals and then blues. He recorded Howling Wolf Blues in 1933. In addition to records, Josh White also appeared on radio, Broadway, and film. On June 26, 1998, the U.S. Postal Service issued a 32-cent Josh White commemorative stamp. He died on September 5, 1969. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio 107.4 and Warkworth Radio 106.7, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. It's time now for that feature of the program we call For No Particular Reason. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records we've come across while putting this show together, which aren't part of a specific topic, but are nonetheless interesting, unusual, or for whatever reason warrant sharing. Here to start off this edition of For No Particular Reason is Earl Burnett and his Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel Orchestra. Thank you.
the heat, start in to strut, wiggle and wobble and warm up the hut. Oh, oh, it's 30 below. Turn on the heat, 50 degrees, get hot for Papa or Papa will freeze. Oh, oh, start melting the snow. If you are good, my little radiator, it's understood, you'll get a gumdrop later. Turn on the heat, pour in the oil, start in the bubble and come to a boil. You put the burn on for Papa, so turn on the heat.
Thank you. only do the things I tell you. I'm making fun for you. You go anywhere with me, I don't care. Say, I declare, baby, make fun for you. The girls have no fear. With me they'll go anywhere. I'll make fun for you if you'll only do the things I tell you, baby, I'll make fun for you.
We began this edition of For No Particular Reason with a record I intended to play last week but ran out of time. That was Earl Burtnett and his Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel Orchestra and Turn on the Heat from August 26, 1929. Also last week I played Stars by the Harmonians and mentioned that the record was courtesy of a good friend of the show, but I didn't have time at the end to say who it was. Well, that record was from the collection of our good friend Edgar Bullington, whom many of you know as curator of Bathwater Music, which is sadly no longer available on the internet. We just heard The Other Side of Stars, Pretty Cinderella by the Harmonians, a pseudonym on the Harmony label for Ben Selvin and his orchestra. The vocalist on that September 10, 1926 recording was Frank Bessinger. Pretty Cinderella was written by Will J. Harris. We finished up this set with McKinney's Cotton Pickers, and I'll Make Fun of You. Oh, no, 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 it's I'll Make Fun for You, recorded on January 31st, 1930. I'll Make Fun for You was written by John Nesbitt and Charlie Stanton.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call
This Week in Recording History.
So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Ben Selvin's Dance Orchestra.
Thank you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Ben Selvin's Dance Orchestra and Susquehanna Home from a Vocalion 78 waxed in August of 1924. Susquehanna Home was written by Dave Ringel. Then, from an Edison record waxed way back in 1916, it was a song called Boomerang by a band identified only as Band. It was common practice at the time for bands and vocalists to be unidentified on record labels. We finished up with the University Six and St. Louis Hop from August 2, 1926. St. Louis Hop was written by J. Russell Robinson and George Wagner. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.